Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So we're talking radio quite a bit today, really, because it is World Radio Day, and we have a guest to introduce to you, Hannah Kemp-Welsh. She's working with residents in North Cambridge to explore, create and capture stories. Now, this is part of a wider project that you're doing, Hannah, isn't it, with Kettle's Yard?
Yes, that's right. Good morning. I'm working with Kettle's Yard over the course of a year to really welcome new audiences to the gallery.
And what are those who you're working with, what do they get out of it?
Well, it's really an exchange. You know, we see the welcome as a two-way process where the gallery learns about North Cambridge communities and they learn about some of the amazing and unusual objects that are in Kettle's Yard.
Mm. And is this an ongoing kind of project for Kettle's Yard? You're this year's artist in residence, but who have you taken over from? And presumably the object of the exercise is for you to do something completely different to what happened before.
Absolutely. I'm the fourth open house artist in residence, and there's funding confirmed to continue till 2021, hopefully well beyond that as well. I've taken over from Harold Offay, who is a very amazing artist who uses the body and performance, whereas I use sound and listening.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us the radio connection, I guess.
There we go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what do you like to hear on the radio yourself?
I love stories. Mm. I love hearing and being transported to a whole new world and hearing about completely different sorts of people living in places that I've never visited and feeling like that story is being told just for me.
And so when you say stories, it's true life stories, really, some of the time, not necessarily fiction or plays.
Absolutely. We could debate that term true life at length.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's almost as good as one of my least favourite radio phrases, which is real time. Mm. As if there's I guess there could be an unreal time if you created.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make you a podcast listener at all?
I do, absolutely.
Okay, what are you listening to in terms of podcasts at the moment, other than Cambridge 105 radio ones, of course?
I've been listening to this amazing podcast which is made in San Quentin Prison.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Ear Hustle.
Ear Hustle. This is an amazing one. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. I'm just very excited about this one.
Yeah, I think that podcasts that really can take you to a place which is very alien to you and give you that inside view can be really transformative in the way that you think about or view that place. I've really enjoyed listening to it. It's done with such humour.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing story. And now I've course, he's been released as well, which is just incredible. But that's a bit of a tangent.
No, 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 I'm happy to hear it, really. The stories which you've got from the people you've been working with in North Cambridge, what sort of tactics, methods do you use to draw the stories out of people? Because some people, when you get guests in here, sometimes the best stuff comes when they're just about to leave and they say, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you this, and then...
Well, for me, it's not so much that I'm there to try and take their story away from them. It's about asking them what they would like to share. So I've seen it much more as a process of the community groups that I'm working with and asking them what they would like to make a radio show about, what's important to them. And then, you know, we're almost coming from a different perspective, and so they want to share something unique. Mm.
And you've been specifically working in North Cambridge, I think.
Yes, Arbury, King's Hedges, Orchard Park and East Chesterton. Mm.
Did you think that their stories are different to, say, what you might find if you were to head in, say, to the city centre, to Market, or maybe this part of Cambridge, Petersfield?
Well, I think what interested me about that particular area in relation to World Radio Day is that the area has a history of these innovations in radio by the Pi Group in Chesterton. And so really, because I was making a collection of works along the theme of sound, listening and radio, I wanted to find out what the legacy was within the area where this very famous and influential company was founded in a garden shed in Humberston Road.
That's amazing. I think Ericsson, which is the big Swedish sort of telecoms and radio firm, they were in a garden shed as well, only theirs was in Sweden.
So during the course of the day, we're going to be hearing a number of pieces that you've produced. Where are we going to start? Just tell us actually a little bit of what's going on throughout the whole day.
So I'll be on each show for just a short slot where I'll play a piece or two which has been made with residents of North Cambridge. And there's a great variety there. There's children in primary schools talking about their hopes and dreams for the future. There's the Cambridge African Network will be sharing stories about traditions, the importance of oral history and masquerades. And then there's also some more traditional kind of talk radio pieces where young people share the music that they've been making at Romsey Mill and give us a little bit of an insight into their world.
Fantastic stuff.
Well, let's hear the first of those pieces now. And this features one of the founders, I think, of Kettle's Yard.
Absolutely. This is Jim Eade, who was the founder of Kettle's Yard, and he wrote a lot about how we live with objects. And he was very interested in art and arranging art and how art can enrich the living environment. This is a short extract.
Kettle's Yard is a place with great variety of focuses. I consider sometimes that a pebble is as important as anything else, that it is the way that these things all become one. I think really it was the harmony of Kettle's Yard that brought goodness into it. We were right on the main street, and you came in through the door and the street was forgotten entirely. We had all sorts of things. People would write to me after I left that it's exactly the same as it always was. Well, they really just only knew that certain pictures were hanging on the walls in certain positions, whereas that wasn't important to me at all. The importance was that that picture looked beautiful in that place, while a mug looked very nice in another place, where everything was rejoicing one with another. And I remember upstairs where there's a painting by Ben Nicholson, a blackish picture, and that has standing under it some lovely glass which reflects light from all sides. And it also has a strange little stone that I picked up in the island where Napoleon was living before he was taken into captivity. And it has a hole through it. And I call it the Hepworth Stone, because I remember at some dinner with the way that she and Henry Moore were arguing together who it was who put the hole first through a stone. Little did they think that God had done it through a pebble.
He's got a wonderful, knowledgeable voice, hasn't he?
You
just can feel the knowledge and the history behind it. So Jim Eade, the founder of Kettle's Yard.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. The way in which he speaks is so philosophical.
We were just saying, so you're the Kettle's Yard artist in residence for 1 year. So are you Cambridge based?
I'm not. I'm based in South London. So
okay.
I've been getting long trains here and back to deliver workshops. And really, it's been a process of exploration for me, of getting to know the area and all the amazing people who live here. So I've really enjoyed meeting a wide kind of spectrum of people who are interested in different things in North Cambridge.
And you're in post for how long now?
I've been here since May.
Since May, and so it runs till this May coming up?
Yeah, we have a display that opens in March and ends in April, and we'll be doing some events alongside that.
Fantastic.
Pop along and see that, because we'll hear plenty more from you during the course of the day, a little bit from you in all of our shows, and a special programme that you're putting together tonight at 6 as well.
That's right.
And stay tuned, Hannah's got more for World Radio Day throughout the day.
You do know that it was the Italian Signor Marconi who invented the radio, don't you? Just saying.